This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
Is Free Talk Live, kicking off hour number two. You can call in and join us and bring up whatever is on your mind. The us in studio tonight is Daryl
and Chris,
and we've been talking about this surgeon in North Carolina, Dr. Gajendra Singh, who, after going in for some kind of ultrasound for an abdominal pain and being told it would cost about $1,200, decided, you know what, I can do this for cheaper.
Yes.
And he decided that he would open up an office and he would get an MRI machine and he would offer MRIs for as low as $500.
Mm.
But then he found out, after consultation with his lawyer, about this law that exists in North Carolina and several other places,
many other places.
This thing called a Certificate of Need law, which would prohibit him from buying a permanent MRI machine, which meant that his office could not offer, or at least not always reliably offer patients one of the most important image testing services in medicine. So he had to resort to renting a mobile machine, according to Vox, a couple days a week, which also meant that 5 days a week he could not perform MRIs, and because he's renting instead of buying, it's going to cost him more. And what happens when your costs wind up going up, Chris, when you're offering a good or service?
When my costs go up?
Yes.
I make less money, or I have to increase my costs. I have to increase my retail cost. Yes.
Right. So when your overhead goes up, you were getting something from a supplier for $1 a piece. Now it's $3 a piece.
Yep.
You've got to increase because you were only selling it for $1.50. You're not going to lose $1.50 on each item.
Right.
So you're increasing the price.
I have to do that.
Yes.
Yes. So Singh finds out about the certificate of need problem, the need laws, and it is a problem, and it affects almost everyone listening right now, I will guarantee, in some way.
Yes.
Now Singh has had enough. He filed a lawsuit Monday in North Carolina Superior Court to overturn the state law. News that he and his attorneys from the Institute for Justice shared exclusively with Vox. Singh specializes in complex liver transplants and surgeries to treat gastrointestinal cancers. He appreciates the importance of a good MRI. Quote, "Those patients need imaging. As a surgeon, we need to see what we're going to do. We often need a lot of imaging," unquote, he told me in a phone interview. As Vox's Sarah Cliff reported, as part of her project to collect emergency room bills, Americans can sometimes be charged as much as $24,000 if they get an MRI at a hospital's ER. Singh is offering a substantial discount on a medical service plagued by high costs.
Right. So, again, we sort of covered some of why these costs might be so high, but knowing that not everybody listens to the entire show because we are on broadcast radio and, you know, just the way commutes happen, people aren't necessarily in the car for 3 hours. Let's sort of recap again, because there's insurance that will artificially increase the price of things because, well, there's agreements between the insurance company and the medical provider that says that you'll get reimbursed for a certain percentage, and then there's laws at the federal level that say that if you accept insurance, you have to accept Medicare, Medicaid, and right. you can't bill things differently, and all of these other things. And then, oh, well, you know, while we're taking pictures, instead of take like two or three, let's go ahead and take like 15.
Right. And the other thing that all this insurance and things do are introduce price insensitivity. They remove price sensitivity. In other words, I care how much something costs. And they eliminate that part, so you don't really have to care. And we'll talk a little bit about certificates of need, because I've been Googling that a little bit, and it's kind of interesting. But because his office can only offer MRIs twice a week, they must regularly turn away patients who need them, some of whom shouldn't wait to get important medical scans. Quote, "We lose all those patients," unquote, said Singh, who also owns his own surgery practice. Certificate of need laws were in vogue 40 years ago, but lawmakers quickly discovered in practice they often serve to protect hospitals from competition.
You don't say. When you ask hospitals if the community needs another hospital,
yeah.
and the hospital says no,
right.
it took these guys 40 years to realize that that's giving them protection from competition.
Well, nobody really wanted to step up and say it, because you got to realize that the medical lobbies are very powerful, and they are going to be ones, no, we need certificate of need laws.
We can't just let everybody open a hospital.
God forbid.
Well, why not?
Right. 49 states had such a statute at one time, but in the decade since, 14 states have repealed theirs, which means there's still too many states out there that have them. Singh wants to make sure North Carolina is the next one. He says if he prevails and he's able to purchase a permanent MRI, he hopes it will bring in more money for his center, and then, he says, he can lower prices more. Quote, "If I wanted to just have money, I didn't have to do all this stuff," unquote, he said. "Do I want to make money? Absolutely. But I didn't open this imaging center to buy a Lamborghini," unquote.
Now, there are some people that would say that, you know, oh, well, he's admitting that he just wants to be a failure.
Yes.
He doesn't want to be super rich, so why is he even in business?
Right. The answer is sometimes there are other motivations that people have, like doing the right thing, which is... They should be applauded for that. But the side effect is those people tend to become very wealthy doing it, and that's even better. Under North Carolina's law, a medical provider must obtain a government permit, a, quote, certificate of need, unquote, if they want to offer certain new services or buy new equipment. But first, every year, state officials will make a determination about whether certain services are needed in different places. Listen to this again. But first, every year, state officials will make a determination about whether certain services are needed in different places. Bureaucrats deciding what medical equipment is needed in a geographic area. That is socialism. That is controlling the means of production in the medical sense. In a given geographic area.
Right. And again, it's not that I think it would be better if it were the local officials, but these are the state officials.
Right.
The people in Raleigh.
Right. The people.
Because we're talking about North Carolina here.
Right. Who are deciding effects on things in Cullowhee.
Yeah.
Right.
Some little beach town that's right across the border from Myrtle Beach. Hilton Head.
Yeah.
Or something.
South Carolina.
They all run together.
All those Carolinas.
I lived in Myrtle Beach, and I always got confused about what towns were where.
There used to be just a Carolina. Things Kitty were easier
Hawk.
Then.
Yeah, Kitty Hawk's North Carolina.
That is.
So you don't have, you know, like the bureaucrats in Kitty Hawk, not that I would support that either, but it's bureaucrats in Raleigh that they don't even know what's going on in Kitty Hawk.
Yeah.
Now, isn't that where the Wright brothers flew their little flying device a couple days ago?
But I guarantee you the state sells
this. That was 115 years.
Exactly. But, no, this state, you know, this group that decides these things, it's made up of doctors and it's made up of healthcare professionals. And, yes, we have a couple bureaucrats in there to make sure the paperwork goes through, but again, you're talking about just control, and it is just absolutely wrong.
Again, this is akin to asking the weird king, the redhead girl, and the goofy clown if we need more restaurants in town. We'll get to the Discord line in just a moment, plus your calls and thoughts. Welcome on the toll-free call-in line, 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. More out of North Carolina, where they're prosecuting, essentially, Dr. Singh for trying to open a business. This is Free Talk Live.
From the second letter of Captain Mark, any pirate knows that commerce is communication. Markets condense oceans of information into a single price. Innovations in communication are circumventing the scrutiny of the crown. This signals a change in the coin of the realm. The crown uses digital currency to surveil, censor, seize, and destroy wealth at will, so pirate currency must protect us from this weaponized money. We need to move funds further, faster, cheaper, and without third-party observation, basing decisions on an accelerating flow of information. So pirates require nearly instantaneous transactions with no arbitrary limits on volume or artificial influences on fees. Most importantly, a pirate currency must preclude centralization. Otherwise, it will become another link in our chain to the crown. A superior currency will result in the obsolescence of the coin of the realm and the extinction of the crown itself. Trade above the grid. Join us at PiratesWithoutBorders.com.
I've said it many times on air, and I'll say it here. The New Hampshire Liberty Alliance is one of the most important organizations for freedom in the world. New Hampshire is ground zero for freedom, and the NHLA is the best organization at promoting effective liberty activism. This ad is sponsored by Free Talk Live, and I'm Mark Edge, and a lifetime member because I believe in the NHLA. Please check them out at nhliberty.org. Not everyone can move right now, but you can support the cause. Donate top cryptocurrencies or old-fashioned U.S. dollars, nhliberty.org. Visit their website and see what they're all about, nhliberty.org.
Zencash is an end-to-end encrypted system with zero-knowledge technology over which communications, data, or value can be securely transmitted and stored. With over 13,000 secure nodes, Zencash has one of the most distributed secure node systems of any cryptocurrency, and Zencash now has supernodes. Supernodes will bring network, economic, and technical improvements across the network. And the official Zencash wallet is available on Linux, Mac, Windows, and Android devices. Learn more at Zencash.com. Zencash.com.
Get the ultimate knife at an ultimate price. The Fox Karambit Knife. Finally available in the U.S. The Fox Karambit Knife opens with one hand, faster than you can pull a handgun. For utility, for defense, and for way less than other knives of this caliber. Go to TheUltimateKnife.com. Truly the best knife you will ever own. And only available at TheUltimateKnife.com. Use promo code radio at checkout for free shipping. Get the ultimate knife at the ultimate price at TheUltimateKnife.com.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free Reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
This is Free Talk Live. Call in toll free. 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
This is Free Talk Live. 855-450-FREE.
855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. Plus, we have three call-in lines on the Discord. We're about to get to Anomic, and then we do have somebody in one of the other call-in lines that we'll get to in just a moment. You're welcome to call in, bring up whatever is on your mind, and chat with us. The Us in Studio is Daryl.
And Chris.
Now, before we go to the phones, I've got a question for you. Are you a cryptocurrency advocate? If so, then CryptoTip is the ideal outreach tool for you to help new people discover cryptocurrency. It's a printable business card-sized tip that you can give to a service provider, preferably in addition to a good cash tip. And then when the server scans the QR code, it brings up an explanation of cryptocurrency, how to install a wallet, and allows them to claim the amount that you decide that you want to put on the tip. And don't worry, if they don't claim the crypto, it's not just lost in the system. It comes back to you after a certain period of time. And again, you get to pick that period of time. I think the options are 1, 2, 3, 6, or 12 months. Plus, if they do claim the tip, you get an email alert. And it allows you to put in notes so that you have some kind of idea of who redeemed the tip. Assuming that you have a good enough memory to remember when you get home, oh, right, this is where I left the tip. I always forget, and then it's like 3 days later, wait, where did I leave that?
What was their name? Yeah.
Yeah. So, you know, you can put that info in and then know who has redeemed the tips. You can create as few or as many as you want at CryptoTip.org. And just a note, there are six to a page that get printed out. That way, if you're trying to figure out how many, I want to print two pages of these, then you would want 12, because six to a page. CryptoTip.org, now with Dash and Bitcoin Cash. CryptoTip.org. We've been talking about this surgeon in North Carolina, Dr. Singh, who had wanted to open an office with an MRI machine and offer MRIs for about $500. And then he found out that North Carolina has this thing called a certificate of need, whereby other medical providers get to determine whether or not he can purchase an MRI and then open in the area. Right now he's renting a machine a couple days per week. There's more to the story, but first we go to the Discord where we've got Anomic calling in. Anomic, you're on Free Talk Live. Go ahead with your thoughts.
Hey guys, you brought up a lot of good points with the regulation certificates and whatnot, but I was calling about the price signaling. Even if he can open up a practice like that and has $500, the way the market is currently run with the employer-based health insurance, there's no incentive for me to go to
really.
Anomic, you are starting to break up. I'm going to put you on hold, and we'll get back to you hopefully in a few minutes. I think he was saying that there's some price incentive problems.
Yeah.
And if somebody has insurance that covers everything, then they wouldn't necessarily be
a potential customer.
The person that would go to this new place.
Right.
The people that would go to this new place are the people that have high deductibles.
Mm-hmm.
And, well, I'm nowhere near my deductible. I've got $5,000 out of pocket, and I want to get as much medical for that as possible, but I really need an MRI. That's the potential customer. The other potentials are people, Chris, like, well, I'm guessing you're in the same boat as I, people that don't have health insurance.
No, Daryl, that's against the law. You have to have insurance. For me to say I don't have health insurance is an admission of guilt. That is against the law, Daryl. That is part of the Affordable Care Act.
I also jaywalked earlier today. Sue me, throw me in jail,
Daryl,
and deport me to somewhere.
Daryl, the medical police may be listening to this show right now.
Yeah, that's fine.
We're going to get raided.
That's fine. I also took some mushrooms at Forkfest.
Ooh, Ooh. Like Portobello?
No. But the point
is, yes.
You know, this isn't, you know, admission of guilt hour, but
it's ridiculous. Yes.
There are people that don't have health insurance.
Yes.
Those are the people that would go to Dr. Singh.
Yeah. And I hate
those are the people that would wind up going to Crazy Cat Lady Stitch and Sew, that she does some embroidery, and she also might, oh, you've got a knife wound, I can stitch that up for you.
There's all sorts of people, and I hate to bring this up because it'll undoubtedly infuriate some, but there are illegal aliens that do not use government-provided healthcare services because they're afraid they're going to get caught. So,
yes.
Another potential customer for Dr. Singh. And none of these things
are
wrong.
And there are also legal immigrants that don't go to some of these places because they're afraid that they'll just wind up being harassed anyway because they look like somebody
right.
that might not be from around here.
The point being, in a free market, you shouldn't have to worry about any of these questions. It shouldn't be that. You should be able to choose your provider. Oh, I'm sorry. Obama said we were going to get to keep our doctor.
Yeah.
But, you know, this is just simple marketing. And we're going to continue here, and then maybe we can pop back in.
Let's try going back to Anomic back on the Discord, and then we'll get to Otis after this. Anomic, you're back on. Hopefully your connection is better. Anomic, are you there?
He's muted.
Does not sound like he is there. Let's go to Otis, calling in also on Discord.
Go ahead.
Oh, am I on?
You're on the air. Go ahead.
Oh, man, you guys didn't even scream me. I can't believe this. This is fast. Wow.
Yeah, go ahead with your thought.
Oh, well, you know, I'm kind of blindsided now. I don't even know what to say. I want to welcome the new guy to the show. I've never seen him before. I'm a big fan of Ian.
Yeah.
I'm pretty glad that you guys are all wearing shirts again, finally, because, it's a little, rude to be running around without a shirt on since you guys are on TV. I mean, you're not just radio now, you know that.
Technically, we're not on TV. You're referring to the live stream on Twitch, which we've been live streaming to YouTube for a long time.
I got you guys on my big, flat screen in the living room here. The whole family's watching. So,
wow,
you know,
great.
You guys are on TV.
All right, so we're on your TV. Is that what you called about?
Hey, you guys have made it to the big leagues. Let me tell you that. You guys are freaking famous.
Otis, thank you for the call. Let's try Anomic one more time. Anomic, are you there, and do you have a good connection with us? Does not sound like we have Anomic. Hopefully he can get whatever the technical problem is resolved. And, of course, you can call us the old-fashioned way through the telephone, 855-450-FREE, 855-450-3733. Bring up whatever is on your mind. A little bit more to this story from Vox about Dr. Singh and his $500 MRI. Maybe, assuming he gets a con certificate of need. This is Free Talk Live.
Would it be okay if you had two paychecks instead of one? I'm Pharmacist Keith. Dr. Wallach, the dead doctors don't lie guy, and myself want to show you how to get an extra paycheck every month, creating an extra income that will last for years to come by joining Dr. Wallach's crusade, spreading his message of better health. To learn more, visit radio.recordedvideo.com. That's radio.recordedvideo.com, radio.recordedvideo.com, or call 866-257-3105 for a recorded message.
This is Jessica Armand, creator of the fluoride-free oral care brand, My Magic Mud. You're going to love our new products. Our cutting-edge oral rinses deeply soothe your mouth and fight cavities naturally. Our breath spray, My Magic Mist, will invigorate your senses with essential oils of peppermint and eucalyptus. Our clinically proven toothpaste and tooth powders whiten your teeth and detoxify your mouth. Buy discounted bundles direct at MyMagicMud.com and take 10% off with coupon code GCN10. MyMagicMud.com.
USA Radio News.
Today, Vice President Mike Pence laid out President Trump's proposed new Space Force plan during remarks at the Pentagon.
As their actions make clear, our adversaries have transformed space into a warfighting domain already, and the United States will not shrink from this challenge. Under President Trump's leadership, we will meet it head on to defend our nation and build a peaceful future here on Earth and in space.
President Trump is hosting a roundtable discussion with governors from across the United States regarding prison reform. The president brought up the violence in Chicago.
We must strengthen community bonds with law enforcement, including cities like Chicago that have been an absolute and total disaster. We'll be talking about Chicago today because that is something that, in terms of our nation, nobody would believe it could be happening. They had 63 incidents last weekend and 12 deaths.
You're listening to USA Radio News.
Attention timeshare owners. This is an urgent consumer alert from Resort Release, a national company specializing in helping consumers legally get rid of their expensive timeshares. Once you've made that decision to get rid of your timeshare for any reason, Resort Release is offering a Better Business Bureau accredited way to legally get rid of your timeshare guaranteed. We guarantee to get rid of your timeshare payments permanently. Even if you've tried another company to get rid of your expensive timeshare, call now and see if we can help you. At Resort Release, you don't pay anything until you're ready. If you're ready to learn how to permanently get rid of your costly timeshare, make this complimentary free call right now.
800-455-7967. 800-455-7967. 800-455-7967. That's 800-455-7967.
It's been said, any society is only three missed meals away from chaos. Those times may be near. Think about it. Our country faces multiple terrorist threats and aggressions from Russia and North Korea. Social unrest and violent marches yet again may lead to looting of stores and city shutdowns. And our crumbling infrastructure leaves our power grid vulnerable to long-term outages from a single cyber attack. When the chaos from any one of these threats arises, the government knows it can't provide during a widespread national emergency. That's why you need your own plan for self-reliance. That's where My Patriot Supply comes in. Get a 4-week survival food supply for only $99. That includes breakfast, lunches, and dinners. Order online at preparewithgcn.com. $99 for 4 weeks of survival food that tastes like homemade cooking and lasts up to 25 years from My Patriot Supply. Get your kits today at preparewithgcn.com. Free shipping is included. Preparewithgcn.com.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free at 855-453. That's 855-453.
This is Free Talk Live. 855-453, 855-450-3733. You can call in and bring up whatever is on your mind and talk with us. The Us in Studio tonight is Daryl.
And Chris.
And one of the last callers did mention that you can watch us if you want to. You can do that by going to Twitch. Twitch.lrn.fm. Now, that camera is only on, assuming that we don't forget to turn it off after the show, should only be on when there are live shows out of the studio. That would be Free Talk Live every night of the week. And then Mondays through Friday from 4 to 7 p.m., we've got Call to Freedom. And occasionally, one of the hosts of one of the shows might come in and play some video games. So you might get some video gaming on the LRN Twitch channel. And if you're an Amazon Prime subscriber, then you can subscribe to our Twitch. Now, subscribing on YouTube means you get notifications. On Twitch, that would be a follow. So we invite everyone to follow us. But if you are an Amazon Prime member, and the reason we're specifying Amazon Prime is you get one free Twitch subscription per month. And then that just means that Amazon throws some money to us, and it's no additional money out of your pocket.
Guess who just did that?
Barack Obama.
This guy. Yeah. So every month you have to go back in. You have to renew, basically resubscribe to the LRN FM channel.
And it's just based on whatever your Amazon Prime subscription date is, so it's not the first of the month for everybody.
Yeah. But mine comes up, and I try to remind myself I got to go back in, and so I just resubscribed.
Yep. Twitch.lrn.fm. There's more from the Vox story that we'll get to in just a moment, but first to the phones where we've got Noah calling in from Tyler, Texas. Noah, you're on Free Talk Live. Go ahead with your thoughts.
All right, guys. So I was wondering, I'm kind of new to this whole, well, I wouldn't say too new, but I studied a little bit from Carl Miller, Mark Stevens. And so I was just not really sure with what approach to approach court when I'm in a criminal case, what they allege, but there's no injured party. And so okay. I filed the motions to dismiss for lack of jurisdiction because there's a failure to state a cause of action. And today at the pretrial, the judge, I mean, he skimmed over the motion and he just denied it. And I asked him what grounds, and he just didn't respond and told me to get out. So I don't know, like, what, maybe you guys would have some suggestions or recommendations on how I could proceed to the jury trial, or I don't know.
Well, number one, I never give legal advice.
Okay.
I wouldn't take mine. And I'm not like an expert on a lot of the ideas that Mark Stevens and others promote in terms of how to beat the system. The system loves to beat on people, and I love the fact that people want to challenge them on that. What I've never heard are the actual magic words that if you say this while standing on one foot and patting your head.
There are no magic words.
Yeah, I know, but there are a lot of, and I'm not saying, that's certainly not Mark Stevens or anybody else, I'm not saying that about anyone specifically, but there's a lot of frauds out there and there's a lot of misinformation.
Now, right. I've got a question for you. You mentioned that whatever your thing was, there was no injured party. What sort of charge are you facing?
Well, it's... I thought it was a traffic infraction. For some reason, the Texas Penal Code says it's a criminal matter, so they transferred it from the traffic court to the criminal court in my county. And so, yeah, they're saying it's a Class B misdemeanor, and so they're charging it as a crime, in which I'm confused because it was originally, even the bonds lady that bailed me out of my day in jail, she said it should have been a traffic
matter.
Right.
Do you care to go into a little detail? I'm just trying to understand what could move from a traffic violation to a misdemeanor.
Right. Like, see, I'm confused as to why that even happened.
Because what was the offense that they alleged that you committed? Did they say you were going 60 in a 55 and then somehow made that a misdemeanor? Or were they saying that you were on some kind of substance while driving 100 miles an hour down the highway?
Okay, so I bought these custom... so what I was doing was I was attempting to practice my right to travel. But,
okay.
I mean... So that's what I was doing. So what I had was this custom plate. So I was trying to give notice to any...
So unregistered vehicle.
Or failure to display plates properly.
I think technically the vehicle was registered, but from what I've studied, you still can maintain your right to travel based on your capacity, your acting. And so even if your vehicle is registered and you have a license, I mean... It was under duress anyway. You still maintain your right to travel because you're not, from what I've understood, according to Uniform Commercial Code, your classification is based on your use. So I'm classified as a private.
I know that there are a lot of people that wind up saying, I wasn't doing commercial activities, so therefore I was not driving or operating.
Right.
I was traveling. Unfortunately, the judge isn't going to, in most cases, there might be a judge that is just like, you know what, I don't want to hear it, go home, dismiss.
Which is a win. If you just drive them nuts and they throw you out of court because they don't want to hear it, that's a win.
In 99 out of 100 cases, or it might be 999 out of 1,000, the judge is going to say, I don't care what theory you have. They say you did this. You can't prove to me that you didn't do this, therefore guilty, even though the system shouldn't be that you have to prove your innocence. It should be that they have to prove that you are guilty. One thing that I would suggest, and again, as Chris pointed out, you know, we're not qualified to give legal advice, but they are supposed to, again, prove you guilty beyond a reasonable doubt. Just keep asking if they have any evidence.
Right. What is your exact evidence?
What is the evidence? And if they say, I wrote a ticket is not evidence.
Right.
What is the actual physical evidence? Do you have pictures? Do you have video? Do you have audio of me admitting to doing something?
Right.
Now, Noah, I will ask this question, and I don't know what the rules are there in Texas for being able to film a trial.
Yeah.
Do you know if you'll be able to have a friend or family member come in to film the trial? Because I would love to see video of whatever it is that you try.
Right. Yeah, well, I audio recorded my pre-trial, but I'm definitely going to try to film my actual jury trial. See, the charge that I'm going to criminal court for was fictitious plates. And so,
fictitious plates.
Meaning it was not issued by the state of Texas or authorized by the state of Texas, even though, and this is interesting, Texas has a lot of options for custom license plates, and they actually contract that out to an outside party, but because they're authorized, then when they print up the plate, it's not fictitious. But when you create the plate, and and the whole point, and Noah, thank you for the call, the whole point of vehicle registration was supposed to be just so that we can identify vehicles and know who is driving them.
Now it's about taxation. That's part of it.
It's all about revenue and compliance, is what it is.
Well, call it what it is, taxation and compliance.
Yeah.
When they take money from you for whatever reason, and they're going to spend it in a way that you did not intend it to be spent, that's theft, and taxation is theft.
Yes.
So the other thing I guess I would have, if we would have continued that conversation, was I pick holes in every single stupid thing. If they say, you know, no, I did take a picture of it. Excellent. Can I see the chain of custody for this photograph?
Yeah.
Did you think to create a chain of custody for something as silly as a cell phone, you know, picture?
Right. And then,
if he didn't attack it, you know, and every little thing.
You could also ask questions about what the probable cause was for pulling you over in the first place.
Right.
What was I driving erratically? What was I, you know, threatening other drivers? Or did you just decide to stop me because? It's 855-450-FREE. This is Free Talk Live.
The Bitcoin.com wallet is a simple and powerful, full-featured wallet that allows you to send and receive Bitcoin, BTC, and Bitcoin Cash, BCH, with anyone, anywhere in the world. It supports both single and multi-signature wallets and is available in multiple languages. The Bitcoin.com wallet is available on Windows, Linux, Mac, Android, and iOS devices. Use the Bitcoin.com wallet to buy, send, store, and receive both Bitcoin, BTC, and Bitcoin Cash, BCH. Learn more at wallet.bitcoin.com. That's wallet.bitcoin.com.
What's more profitable, running your business or doing bookkeeping? Doing your business, of course, but you want to keep your books so that you can maximize your tax savings, right? What if I told you that there's a person that's a bookkeeper, accountant, and law school graduate that's also a hardcore libertarian?
My name is Melanie Johnson, and I hate the state. I will aggressively help you to minimize your tax exposure and maximize profits, all while staying within the law.
Melanie's your best choice for your taxes and bookkeeping needs. Go to tax.freetalklive.com and check out our website, tax.freetalklive.com.
Most of you know that heart disease is the number one silent killer in the U.S. What if I told you for just $54.95 a month you could fight against heart disease naturally? At Heart and Body Extract, we've been helping thousands of people get back to a healthier heart. Don't just take my word for it. Check out all of the success stories at hbextract.com. Or to order, call 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. hbextract.com. Don't risk it when you can take charge of it.
If you like alkaline water, or know someone that does, you're going to love the Dylan Living Water Bottle. It creates alkaline water on the go.
while reducing plastic waste and saving you money. Made with surgical-grade stainless steel, the Dillon bottle increases the pH up to 9 to deliver both alkaline and antioxidant water anywhere you want it. Alkaline water is healthier, tastes better, and can even boost energy. The Dillon bottle makes it easy and affordable to be healthy and achieve optimal hydration. Get your Dillon bottle today at dyln.co. That's dyln.co.
It's a no-brainer. A Big Berkey water filter is the one you need, period. You need a water filter that removes chlorine, fluoride, pharmaceuticals, BPA, and other endocrine disruptors, pesticides, bacteria, viruses, and much more, right? And does it all at only 2 cents per gallon. Get the original and most trusted name in gravity water filtration, Big Berkey. And now GCN listeners receive 5% off ceramic filter systems using code GCN. Call or click 1-877-99-BERKEY or BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY.
Message and data rates may apply.
Remembering when to change your fridge filter is a hassle. Remembering the right filter is almost impossible. So at Filters Fast, we have some good advice. Forget it. Instead, remember this. Text BEST 55 to 443-443 and check fridge filters off your to-do list forever. Get it all taken care of for a fraction of big box store prices with a Filters Fast brand filter. To see how much you can save, plus get free shipping, text BEST 55 to 443-443. With a huge range of brand name filters available, Filters Fast is America's number one online filtration company. And you can get a Filters Fast brand filter for a fraction of the price, delivered to your door every time you need it. No need to remember. It's not a matter of if you need a fridge filter. Why not text to get it taken care of? To see how much you can save and get free shipping, text BEST 55 to 443-443. That's BEST 55 to 443-443.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Now more Free Talk Live. Call in toll free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
This is Free Talk Live, and you can call in and talk to us live by dialing toll free 855-450-FREE. 855-450-3733. We're going to jump back into this article from Vox here in just a moment, talking about the North Carolina law about a certificate of need, which is a government permit that specifically in the medical industry where it gives existing medical providers the ability to determine whether or not the community needs any additional medical providers or providers of certain services, or whether or not existing providers need to purchase new equipment.
Yep.
Now, before we get back into that, something that you don't need anybody's permission to do is to use liberty.menu. You go there. Liberty.menu, that's the website, and you just look at the directory of liberty-minded businesses. And Liberty.menu is a tool for our community. At its core is a directory for events, businesses, and digital content, and more. Listings can be rated and reviewed, kind of like on Yelp, but there's also a bit of a social networking aspect where you can connect and share with other users. Use of Liberty.menu, however, is exclusively for individuals who reject the initiation of force and those who agree to abide by the ethics of the non-aggression principle. Put your voluntarist ideas into action at Liberty.menu. And if you use code FTL, you get a special Free Talk Live listener badge. We can't give you a discount because the site is free to use. So, well, we can give you this special badge. Again, Liberty.menu, and use code FTL. Special Free Talk Live listener badge.
So Dr. Singh in North Carolina would like to offer MRIs for around $500. What a deal.
Yeah.
The Vox's Sarah Cliff had gone around collecting emergency room bills and found that Americans can sometimes be charged $24,000 for the exact same thing. So Singh has attempted to do that, but as it turns out, he can't even apply. If the state has decided an area doesn't need a service, then other providers are barred from even applying for a permit. That's what Singh ran into. He wasn't allowed to apply to purchase a permanent MRI for his Winston-Salem Center. State officials had already decided it wasn't needed there.
All right, so hold the door.
You can't even apply.
For a moment, my head is having trouble understanding exactly. He needs a certificate of need.
Yes.
To purchase the MRI.
Right.
But some group of bureaucrats said, Dr. Singh, we're not even allowing you to apply for the certificate that you need to buy the MRI, so therefore there's no way that you will ever be able to buy an MRI.
Correct. We've already determined there is no need,
Daryl. This is the government permission slip version of being arrested for resisting arrest.
Exactly.
You need a permit that we're not going to give you.
Right.
So go get in line for the permit that we don't have.
Exactly.
You're under arrest. For what? For saying that you're not coming with us for arrest.
Right. Even if he could apply, other providers in the area could contest his application. Singh's attorney estimated the entire process of applying for and defending a certificate of need can cost up to $400,000 and last as long as 3 years. A permanent MRI machine would cost Singh less than $750,000.
All right. So now we're looking at $1.2 million.
Yeah, just to defend
and 3 years.
If you could do it, right. Quote, there's not been a single instant that it has gone uncontested, unquote. Renee Flaherty, one of Singh's attorneys from the Institute of Justice, told me. CON, or Certificate of Need, and CON is a great acronym for that.
Yeah.
CON laws started popping up in the 1960s, and in 1974, Congress made them more or less standard by linking federal funding to states adopting such a law. Louisiana was the only state that didn't. They were
something that the state of Louisiana did that was actually good, or in this case,
right.
Something they decided not to do that turned out to be something good.
CON laws were well-intentioned with the goal of exercising strong oversight of new health care providers.
Well, you know what they say about that road to hell.
Yep. But lawmakers and policy experts found that, as much as anything, they stopped new competition from challenging existing monopolies hospitals have on certain health care services. Nicholas Bagley, a University of Michigan health law professor, told me certificate of need laws might have made sense back when health care was treated more like a public utility. But they make less and less sense under our current market-based healthcare ecosystem.
Now, this is one of those interesting sort of things about the way this article is written, to where
Fox, yeah.
You know, you've got the Institute for Justice, which is a fairly libertarian-leaning organization.
Very much so.
That is helping this doctor fight these ridiculous laws. But then you have Vox basically saying, yeah, well, they don't make sense now, but they used to, and blah-da-da-da-da, government's not exactly horrible.
They're giving us both sides of this. Again, he's a health law professor, University of Michigan. And he seems like he's hearkening back to the good old days when he feels that health care was treated like a public utility. That did not exist.
Well, nothing should be treated like a public utility.
Right. That's one of the worst possible things you could do to anything. But I'm telling you, health care, when I was very young, was not run like a public utility. It was run by people called doctors and nurses who
right.
You would go see, and when you saw them, you paid them.
Right.
That was it. When my parents would take us to the doctor or the dentist, the first thing they did was grab the checkbook, because they were going to pay for everything right then and there.
Yeah, when I was 2 years old, sitting in Mamaw's, or actually standing on a chair in Mamaw's kitchen, watching her cook, and she saw that I was standing in a chair, and she turned around and said, "Daryl, you sit down before you fall out of that chair and crack your head wide open." And I sat down and then fell out of the chair and cracked my head wide open. She calls Dr. White, yep. And he says, "Meet me at the office in 10 minutes.
Right.
You know, she grabbed Papaw, and he drove over there. She's holding me, and Dr. White meets at the doctor's office and stitches my head up.
That was Papaw and...
Mamaw and Papaw.
Okay. I want people to realize...
The listeners know exactly who I'm talking
exactly.
about.
Exactly. Daryl is from Alabama,
yeah.
And those words are not a result of the head injury he just described.
Right.
They're actually used in common
Everybody speech. Down south has a Mamaw and a Papaw.
Okay. Again, Nicholas Bagley, quote, and it goes on to say, quote, "They imposed red tape, they slowed the adoption of new technologies, and they impair competition," unquote, he told me via email. "The fact that they're still on the books in two-thirds of the states is a testament to the political power of entrenched players."
Right, and I just want to reiterate what this health law professor said about the Certificate of Need laws. He says, quote, "They impose red tape, they slow the adoption of new technology, and they impair competition." That could be said about every law.
Right. And the fact that they're still on the books in two-thirds of the states, again, you have powerful lobbies that like these laws. They eliminate competition. That is, what more could you look for? If you were to start any kind of business and say, man, if I could just get government to outlaw any competition for me, and no matter how screwed up I run it, I'd probably succeed. I'd probably make a boatload of money.
There's two ways that you can wind up ensuring that you're going to make a lot of money. You convince some group of politicians to outlaw your competition, or you convince that same group of politicians that everybody must buy your good or service.
Right. Right.
That's car seats?
Pretty much.
Anyone?
It. Yeah.
Health insurance? Anyone? Vehicle insurance?
Right.
Anyone?
Don Taylor Jr., a healthcare professional at Duke University, offered a slightly different perspective. He allowed that North Carolina's law could be anti-competitive, specifically for MRIs, but he noted that there are concerns about unnecessary scans, and if the rules are rolled back and about nixing them for other services.
Hold on, so what person just decides, you know what sounds good to me? I'm going to go get MRIs on body parts that don't hurt at all.
Well, the problem is in the existing system where insurance will cover things excessively and tort will cause doctors to just order every single possible test, and that's a shame.
Right, but that's because of regulation.
Exactly.
Not a lack thereof. Your calls and thoughts welcome. 855-450-FREE. This is Free Talk Live.
Have you experienced the miracle of CBDs? They can help you reduce suffering, reduce stress, help you sleep better, modulate inflammation in the body, and is absolutely safe. MetaHemp Solutions offers a radically innovative approach to CBDs for exceptional results. Stop suffering and reduce your stress now. Isn't it time for a good night's sleep? Stop worrying about tomorrow today. Lab tested for potency, purity, and is non-psychoactive. Free shipping to all 50 states. Try our product risk-free. Money-back guarantee. Use code GCN15 to get 15% off. That's code GCN15 to get 15% off. Offer ends soon, so visit MetaHemp Solutions today at MetaHempSolutions.com or call 833-858-7500. Suffer no more. Get rid of the stress and sleep better. Get our product now at MetaHempSolutions.com. That's MetaHempSolutions.com.
Bacon lovers, we ship free. Try our amazing bacon. No refrigeration required. Proprietary value-added packaging provides 10-year shelf life and protects the leanest, thickest, center-cut, fully cooked bacon in America today. Ready to eat right from the pouch or warm and serve. Savory and delicious. Wholesale price for your everyday use. Order today at ReadyToEatBacon.com. ReadyToEatBacon.com.
Healthcare reform is confusing, but whether it's finding an affordable insurance plan, keeping your doctor, or being able to afford needed prescriptions, navigating the healthcare system has become a challenge. Control your own healthcare costs and choices with Liberty HealthShare. Liberty HealthShare is not insurance. It is an association of self-pay patients who unite with like-minded people to share the cost of each other's medical needs. Neighbor helping neighbor. Learn more now by going to LibertyOnCall.org. That's LibertyOnCall.org.